It came after the death of Cambyses, during the reign of a great king named Darius. He governed the vast Persian Empire, which now stretched from Egypt to the frontiers of India, in such a way that nothing happened anywhere that he himself had not decreed. He built roads, so that his orders might be carried without delay to the furthest parts of his kingdom. And even his highest officials, the satraps, were spied on by informers known as the king's eyes and ears. Darius now began to extend his empire out into Asia Minor, along whose coasts lay the cities of the Ionian Greeks. Now the Greeks were not used to being part of a great empire, with a ruler who sent orders from God knows where in the heart of Asia, expecting instant obedience. Many of the people who lived in the Greek colonies were rich merchants, used to running their own affairs and making their own decisions about the administration of their cities, jointly and independently.